Me.
The boys are back. Hold on. Is this thing on? There we go.
Especially today,
when the
world seems so cloudy, Lord, guide me until I'm sure.
I got you in the hums.
I open up my
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
Hey.
We lift our hands to give you the glory.
Hey.
We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days. The boys are back. What's
the
going on? What's going on?
Let's get it.
Yo, bad play.
Hey, I just went by the watch with a whole lot of diamonds to show all these niggas it's my time. Took a trip out to Cali to hang with the clips, make a plan, get high off that Zaza. I say R.I.P. Kobe, a nigga so fly when I ball, I fuck around skydive. Shot me chicken on me, could've went by the Williams, the Rudy's a big ass papa. In a whole different bracket, this life is immaculate. If you hit me for bottles, then you know that I'm taxing. Keep buying clothes that you're still in the packages. If he say that he robbed me, he capping me. Really no niggas throw sevens like Kaepernick. You not blind and you see that we have it. Known in my city, so no, I'm not average. Came a long way from dope in the camp. Niggas know that I step in the game that I rep. Went to Solomon, I stopped the tip with 600 on all I net. Paid a fool like Mitch. Really having this shit. Got out that stuff, started rapping, and 6 months later I'm rich. Nigga know I'm a step, I step with some elegance. All these niggas I'm with is some fellas. I'm strapped with a post, so I hope that you ever seen. If they spin, make them wish that they never spin. Most of these niggas is hoes, they
it's the Untitled me. Podcast.
Yeah.
In my mind tonight, don't even climb on top of me. Bend over,
yeah.
Don't you run from me? Don't you run from me? Don't you run from me?
Question: Did Playboi Carti sample some of that for his new song?
He did.
Because at the BET Awards, when it started like that, I got very excited.
I
immediately
stood up.
The song went into the song, and I sat back down.
Yeah, very disappointed.
I sat back down.
I said, hold on.
Shout out to Playboi Carti. What does he actually sing?
I
can't name any Playboi Carti song.
Somebody told me it's like devil music, so I don't know.
They say he looks like a vampire bit him compared to when he first came out. And yeah. I can most definitely see Vampire in Brooklyn.
He does. Okay. I could definitely get that. Sinners. You get Sinners mm-hmm. vibes.
There we go.
Definitely been on Sinners too.
But hey, shout out to Playboi Carti because he's doing something right.
Or not.
All the youngins. The youngins love him.
Yeah. Or not shout out to Playboi Carti because he's doing something wrong. Something wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey. I mean, they're just kind of getting got it.
Yeah,
you know. A little bit everywhere, but
he's provocative. Gets people going.
Gets the crowd going. Speaking of getting the crowd going, what's going on, my boy?
Man, what's happening?
How are you,
man? You know, I'm good, man. I'm good. Another week. It's hot.
It is. It's very hot.
Very hot.
It's very hot in Charlotte.
Too hot. I didn't. Yeah. It's funny when I moved up here last year. I said this. I did not realize it gets that. I don't know where.
First of all, when you first moved, it was just raining. So he thought that he moved to Seattle.
That's true.
And I felt so bad because I was like, it's really fun here.
Yeah. That was actually not just when I moved. It was also every time I came to visit
it. He brought the rain.
It was raining, and I brought it with me. So I felt bad. Kind of like, damn, am I a dark cloud? Sometimes. You know, and then also I know, goddamn, like, am I in Seattle? I've been to Seattle.
It rained a lot last year.
It did rain a lot last year, but we
made it through, and now it's hot as hell.
Yeah, now the weather getting that back in blood. Good Lord.
And summer just started for it to be this hot. So that's what you really have to think about and consider in all of this.
It's funny because every year, I don't know who was in charge of the PR for the summer.
Let's discuss.
But they, like, every year they hype summer up as being so great.
But I want to give you your props because you've always said this.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's been a thing.
I remember recording at the townhouse and you literally said the same thing.
Yeah, like, I be stressing, like, everybody gets so excited for the summer and then the summer gets here and it's so hot.
Miserable.
It's so hot. It's fucking awful. Like, you can't do anything. Like, you walk
really,
out the
it really puts like a time frame on when you can do certain things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I say, like, the only perk to me for the summer is extra daylight. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Sun's out a little bit longer, so days a little longer.
I do like, I love running at night.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
For the summertime.
Yeah,
so.
Like, that's cool. You know what I mean? If you want to get some stuff done, you know, you don't, you're not. It, I will say, winter does wear on you when you get off of work and it's already dark.
Yeah.
You driving home from work and it's dark. You know,
do you believe
saying?
In seasonal depression and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm a natural light guy. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy the natural light. So that's agreeing with what you were saying earlier. That's why I really like summer, because the sun's out longer.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime runs. Well, for one, how hot it is, I'm not running until after 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I may chance my life and run with Mad Miles this week, because I've not ran with them on a Tuesday and God knows when.
Mm-hmm.
Only if I can find my hydration pack.
Yeah.
To have on, having my vest. And that's really why I want to go, because I feel like I'll look cool with my hydration.
With my little pack, my vest.
You
gonna do it if you're gonna look cool.
Little sips.
If you're gonna look cool.
I'm gonna look good.
Yeah, if you're gonna
I may not know what I'm doing.
But you're gonna make it look sexy.
But at least I can do is make look
it
good.
Make it look sexy. Huh? What Kendrick said? If I was slapping nigga, I'm gonna make it look sexy.
Gotta make it look sexy,
but,
man.
But yeah, man. Again, I don't know who's over PR for the summer. It's way
great.
Too hot.
Olivia Pope.
Yeah, gotta be the great
Olivia
gotta
Pope
be.
Has
the,
to be
the fixer. Gotta be fixer. White hat, all that good shit, because it is insane. Give me the fall, dog. You said, give me October.
Yeah.
Give me, I will live in October for the rest of my life, bro. Like, give me October. It's October is one of those months. I don't know, like, about you, but, like, with holidays, for me, a lot of it be, like, the build up and, like, the holiday season.
Yeah.
The actual holiday typically ain't all it cracked up to be, but, like, it's that build up to Thanksgiving and the build up to Christmas that give you the, that good
that
feeling.
Edge and everything about it.
Yeah, them happy feelings, man. So, I like October, because October, the weather's starting to break.
It's the perfect
cooler.
Weather to me.
It's amazing outside, bro. Like, you know, Halloween's coming. And
I'm all for long sleeve and shorts. That's my jam.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe,
jam.
Right? That's it right there, man. Long sleeves and shorts.
I wear my shorts 365 hooch.
Yeah.
365 hooch.
365. Don't matter.
Don't matter.
Mm-hmm. What Cardi said? What Cardi said? Hole never gets cold. So, like, man. So, yeah, I as well. Give me a good long sleeve, nice short, man. Some nice kicks,
nice,
man.
Nice
and
shoe.
Man, good shoe. Yeah, good shoe. A little cap on, you know, a little brown.
Yeah.
And I'm outside with it, man. I'm outside every single time. All season wear.
Yeah.
All season, all purpose, man.
But speaking of the weather, I know when we were here last week, I did speak on attending the Boiler Yard brunch. I want to make sure I say things correctly.
You did.
I almost said boiler room.
Yeah.
It felt like a boiler room. But it was hot. But now, shout out to Charlotte. Boiler Yard brunch, it was, to me, this is just me describing it, it was probably one of the most blackest things I've ever attended at Charlotte.
Okay.
It was, apparently it used to be on the side in Camp North End, on the side of the turf and the area that is the Boiler Yard, but it's gotten so big to where it took over the entire turf, the building that's attached to the turf on the outside, kind of like warehouse industrial thing, that, and then also the side. So it was just blackety black. Of course, online I always get slack for stuff, but I was thoroughly, everybody just looked nice. That's what I really enjoyed about it. I was like, everybody just looks good. And I was cracking a joke online saying, you know, I didn't know as many people in Charlotte could dress like that. But it was just like, everybody just looked like just fly. It looked like something off of Insecure. And if I could pinpoint the imagery that I feel you may see online, it also would remind you of like the day parties in Brooklyn, where everybody is outside in the street near the brownstones and all of that. But
yeah,
great vibes, hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Would I do it again? Yes. Feedback I would give. It was me and the kids. You mm-hmm. know, me and my two. We gonna make it do what it do. I would do it again with my crew.
Yeah,
I think would have been. I think if it was at least like four, like me, you, Steph, Ant,
mm-hmm.
Or you know, rotate like Trav, whoever. I feel like if we were there, it would have been a little bit more fun. Also, bring your own cooler.
Yeah.
Honestly, put a tent out there too in mm-hmm. a little area, because it was like people posted up like under the trees with their right. coolers and all type of stuff. But shouts out to the new Charlotte with that really, really dope event. Check it out.
And you invited us to that event, man.
I did.
And I fell asleep.
It's okay.
Yeah, I fell asleep. It was funny too because I woke up and I was like, you know, you got that feeling that you're supposed to be doing something,
And you can't pinpoint what it is. Like, what is that? What exactly is it?
And I get on Instagram and say, oh, God almighty. But yeah, nah. So nah, I look dope, man. Look fly. It looked black. Look blickety black. Man.
Yeah, it was really, really black. It's funny. Like I always say, I enjoy threads. Mm-hmm. I'm on social media for entertainment. Anybody mm-hmm. that takes more into me, you don't know me. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of like, they're real snappy up here on mm-hmm. threads. Because then some people were saying, I can't believe y'all are outside in 93 degree weather. Which for some people is hot. Mm-hmm. Everybody can have an opinion.
Right.
Then people start getting attacked. Oh, well, we can still, you know, people vacation in Disney. Pause. I went to Disney World last year, the same week, actually. Mm-hmm. It was last week. Mm-hmm. Miserable. Mm-hmm. Would not recommend. Mm-hmm. So do not use Disney as an excuse, because I was ready to go after I walked in the park for 10 minutes.
It's a thing with people, man, where like, they got this habit of complaining about things that they're not a part of and not doing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not outside in the heat, why do you care?
Yeah.
That people everybody else are outside. Like,
they're okay being in the heat.
They fine. Yeah. Clearly, they having a blast. You're at home. Mm-hmm. Have a blast. Enjoy your AC. And nothing wrong with that. But I don't. But it's that thing about not liking something and feeling like you got to condemn people for it.
It was like a big, I don't know. You know, my opinion on Charlotte has always been Charlotte's very critical of anything that is not, you know, quote unquote positive.
Right.
Any feedback is like you can get stoned to death.
Yeah.
Damn near for giving feedback out here. I'm not from here. So I'll take it, you know, for what it is.
And to be honest, I respect it in the sense of Charlotte being a growing city, a lot mm-hmm. of people are commuting and living here.
Yeah.
So as a native, when you hear people not from here that are critical about your city, I understand them kind of stepping up. And because it's like, because a lot of it's going to be nobody told you to move here.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And they're kind of getting into that realm.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I mean, people do it in Atlanta all the time. Like, yo, we full. You got people who move to Atlanta.
You know, people think Charlotte full, but now we're not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I think it's more so that, like, just now that the city itself is becoming a place that people move to.
Yeah.
And it started to pop up on the list of, you know, places for young black professionals and all the stuff. You know what I mean? That now they get a lot of transients in that, you know, like, yo, who you talking about? Like, you ain't got to be here. So I get it. Like, I
get it to an extent.
Yeah, I'd be defensive of it as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm defensive of Savannah to a certain point. You know, when people talk down on Savannah, like, someone moves there and mm-hmm. ain't nothing to do here. What's wrong with you moving here? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you here then?
Like, see, I'm the opposite, because I'm like, it's not.
Well, yeah, but also it's like, I think it's a little, I don't know. Like, I see both sides of it, because I agree. I say, yeah, it ain't.
Yeah.
But also, like, nobody told you to move here.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost like nobody held a gun to your head and made you move here. You're right. Ain't shit to do.
Now figure it out.
Yeah. Now what?
Do what we did. We had to figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out. Find something. We had a blast. Yo, we used to be outside doing absolutely nothing. And just people swore we were having a blast. Like, we just do shit. Y'all trying to sell such. Let's you know it. What?
We just be in Walmart parking lot. Mm-hmm. Post it.
Having a blast.
Just having fun.
Mm-hmm. Just hanging out. Just real friends. Fun. Real friends. Real friends. Y'all. Real friends. The theme for today is real friends.
Another thing I would add, since we on Charlotte, I woke up Monday and this post got funny interaction out, but I was just like, is it the city of Charlotte versus Robert Kelly? So I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, y'all just targeting people? So apparently, at the Better Luck Tomorrow party, because I'm a big researcher, and I'm going to see. Apparently, at the Better Luck Tomorrow party, someone played R. Kelly. And it was not someone. The DJ played R. Kelly. DJ plays R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. A young lady messaged the entertainment group saying, hey, I enjoyed the party. Can I give some feedback? Because Charlotte is the city of fucking feedback.
Talk about it.
Can I give some feedback? I just found it offensive with you guys, you know, playing R. Kelly in a party, XYZ. Better Luck Tomorrow then screenshots the message.
Yeah, it is. Love some petty.
Crops Shawty out.
Yep.
Places it in their story and creates a poll of would you. I can't tell you guys what exactly the poll said, but like, would you be offended if you play hear R. Kelly in a party? Would you not be offended? And of course, the poll was not all of everybody saying they're offended.
Right.
Which sparked this huge outrage
And now people would never, every DJ is running to the internet to say, you know, you should rock with me. I would never play R. Kelly in a party. Like, at this point, you guys are just riding the fucking wave.
Right.
All of the, everybody's telling everybody what they would do. Mm-hmm. Like it was their situation, and it was not their situation.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, because I did see a post on Threads and somebody was promoting a party and saying, we promise we ain't gonna play R. Kelly
yet. Because now everybody is like, we it's don't play way. R. Kelly, come party with us.
That's real lame. See, that's where Charlotte gets lame. That's how you see Charlotte's in like this infancy of becoming trendy.
Yeah.
Or becoming like a spot.
Like, why am I still getting online yesterday?
Yeah.
And organizers are still using it as a, yeah, if someone would have done that to our team, we would have gotten rid of it immediately and so on. So, bro, that was Monday.
I know.
Like, why are you still talking about this?
I know cancellation is a thing, but I'm going to tell y'all something. If I'm at a party and I hear this shit. Come on, man. I'm sorry.
But then I do feel from there it brought on good dialogue, because then some people are saying, well, what if you're somewhere and they play Happy People? What if there's somewhere, you know, because some people are saying, well, I can't listen to his music because if it's sexual, I'm thinking about he's talking about kids. And some people are like, I still like to step in the name of love. So it's this huge dialogue.
Here's my issue.
Huge dialogue online. Then some people, then I wanted to say, I've been out here and heard R. Kelly. It's not the city of R. Kelly. We have broke the. I've been out multiple times.
Here's my issue.
Yeah.
My issue is that why don't they want to hear R. Kelly?
Because of who R. Kelly is, and they feel like it's promoting, you know, harm to women.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. How many other artists do we listen to at parties, at clubs, that do the exact same thing?
Well, we don't know about everybody that was pissing on kids. Well, to that regard,
I'm not talking about pissing on kids, but let's
categorize it. Let's categorize it as harm.
It's harm. Yeah, it's good.
Hey,
come on now.
Now let's categorize it as harm. How many other individuals
have caused harm to the community,
and we still listen to their music?
Murders.
Mm-hmm.
People who rob, steal, pillage, loot, rape. They do all that, right? And this isn't by any stretch of me advocating for R. Kelly.
Yeah.
My point is
God
that.
God knows not. But it's a good conversation.
Yeah, my point is that this outrage culture pisses me. It really annoys me. And it's funny. I was talking to people. They say, everything piss you off. I say, you're right. Because people piss me off. Because honestly, it's like, and I trust me, I do understand. I remember the first time I heard R. Matter of fact, when we were out for your birthday, and they played R. Kelly.
Is that, that's what I'm like?
And I kind of was like.
Apparently. How? Because we've been out multiple times.
And we hear R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
And this is the thing. R. Kelly makes really good music. He does. I'm sorry. And my only thing is, and you know me, like, I try to be fair in the things I say. So I'm like, yo, I get it. R. Kelly did what he did. I understand it. That's R. Kelly. I was like, but the music is the music. And if we're going to get so outraged at every artist that's done some wild things and accusing what, yo, if y'all sincerely decide when this, and we'll get to the case in a minute, that when this Diddy trial is over, that we're canceling Diddy, you might turn the radio off.
I've been thinking about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause in that, and I've always said to me, cancel culture is not a real thing because of the fact that if you really are all in,
yeah,
you, and I say that about a lot of stuff. We talk about these, you know, we talk about these boycotts and all that. Like, I'm cool with it. I enjoy it. I appreciate it. I'm with it. But also, let's do it. Like, we're going to do it. Let's do it. Don't invite me into nothing half-ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can agree with that.
Yeah, so the same thing with this whole R. Kelly. Like, everybody's so fake outrage. And like you said, I think a lot of it is that the young lady expressed outrage. Cool. It got posted by the ENT group.
Yeah.
And then other ENT groups just started riding the wave. They really don't care. But, you know, and they probably have an audience, and the audience is looking like, what y'all going to do?
What y'all going to do? You better speak up.
Right. We're going to crack a joke. We ain't playing the R. Kelly around here. Yeah. And it becomes just this trend of everybody saying we not. You know, I ain't never been a big fan of trends. Like, it's never been my thing. Like, I hate trends. I'd rather you create your own wave and just keep. And that's how you push culture forward, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, man, just cut that shit out, man. R. Kelly make good music. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If Step in the Name of Love comes on, I'm going to step. And I'm going to step. Woo! I'm sorry. I'm stepping. They got this wet at.
Yeah, so that was just a lot. And like you're saying, because I was even thinking about that with the Diddy stuff. Mm-hmm. If anyone knows, I was one of the biggest Diddy fans. Mm-hmm. Can I still rock with him like that? Nah. Mm-hmm. Can I erase everything from my Apple Music? Nah. Because for one, I'm riding Danny Kane to the wheels fall off. And it's like, just like you're saying, it's like, if it's like, it's the picking and choosing and mm-hmm. stuff. Because if you're going to cancel Diddy, you got to, say for someone who may be doing that, you got to cancel a lot of his music.
On day 26.
Yeah, and then it's like, it turns into, to what extent? Because if you don't like the person, anything associated with them is like, boom. And I remember when all of the Diddy stuff first began, and a lot of us were just like, damn, this nigga on a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love Same Damn Time Remix.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my power songs in my running playlist. So it's like, what I will say is respect everybody's choices, respect uh-huh. everybody's, you know, opinions. But, you know, of course, in our world, it has to be some sort of back and forth. Mm-hmm. But
do what's best for you. I mean, because again,
just do what's best for you.
Because and that goes back to my point. Because when we talk about, oh well, you still listening to R. Kelly? Like, yeah, you are too. You may not know it, but you are too. If people, and you know me, like, I'm a self-proclaimed music snob, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, put me in an R&B party and my face is scrunched up because I'm so tired of hearing damn Kiki Wyatt. You know what I mean? Just certain songs I'm just tired of hearing because I hear it all the time, right? Yeah. Every R&B party getting the same music over.
So let's talk about that. I think that's a good segue because there's been a lot of conversation on that.
Okay.
People are tired of hearing the same music. When it comes to R&B, well, shit, just the same music in general. I saw a post mm-hmm. saying they don't want to hear Dreams and Nightmares, Wipe Me Down, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. For me, I feel like someone that kind of gets the party going, I don't need the whole song. But if you can think of songs, A, either that you don't want to hear anymore in parties, or B, what are songs that you want to hear in parties? And we can start with R&B.
You know, it's funny you say that. I actually have a playlist entitled If I DJ'd an R&B Party. Okay. And it had like different songs. So I'm talking, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we'll run through a few of them. Like give me some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get enough of this at R&B parties, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you gonna bring in rap. Give me some. Yeah.
Yeah, shake it.
Hey, oh, hey, shit. Hey. Hey,
this is kind of like the party over.
See what I'm saying? This is walking out, you know. You know, and Drake brought this back to people's, you know, shit. But
hell yeah! Come on.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
get your bad boo. Like,
this is what I'm doing at R&B parties. You know what I'm saying? That this is what I'm. You know, we gonna do it. This will be my last one. But this is what I'm doing at R&B parties. And I feel like we ain't getting enough of this. Like, we getting the same.
So let's focus on this. A lot of other music that can be played in parties. Now, those were some really good songs.
Yeah, and I feel like I get it. I understand, like, you want to set a certain vibe. And also, as a DJ, you want to roll with the crowd. And you got those certain songs. Like, we've had Ig and CJ on the podcast. We talked about kind of how they go through what they play as parties.
Yeah.
And they've said, like, you know, I think it was Ig who actually described it as kind of, you know, if you're a basketball player or an athlete, mm-hmm. you got certain things you go to when you're not certainly.
Yeah,
a slump,
I remember that episode.
But certain stuff you go to that you know. All right, cool. Let me. If I'm trying to get the party from a 4 to a 10, let me go ahead and run through this list.
Yeah.
Right. And he had the songs that he knows you're going to. Dreams and Nightmares is going to be in it. Like,
yeah,
we're going to run it because even if everybody don't like it, the majority are, or they're going to at least be drunk enough to where
yeah.
they turn.
And
right?
it's a good way to kind of build morale for those mm-hmm. that are looking for it. I feel like Wipe Me Down kind of does the same thing.
Yeah, the whole Boosie run, like Wipe Me Down. But even with that, I feel like, to be honest with you, a lot of DJs, they're DJing and they do a good job. But I feel like there was a run of DJs when we talk about like the early 2000s, mm-hmm. 90s, where the bag that DJs would dig into was yeah. so deep. Where they just pulling out music. There was a time where DJs actually were breaking music.
So, yeah.
And what that's mean, like, they're new songs you never heard. You people were paying DJs to play some shit. So like, and DJs always knew what was coming next. He always knew the hot new artists. They always had all, you know what I mean? So like, I know even in college, like I got introduced to Rich Kids and Travis Porter and all that through parties that DJs probably like, bro, what is this? And they playing shit that we never heard. Like, what the hell is that? Oh, this shit, right.
Yeah.
Like the first time I heard "Oh Let's Do It" by Waka Flocka, I had no idea what I was hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew I liked it.
And then our location and proximity to Atlanta and stuff. So we got like, we actually heard Swag Surf before everyone because Chaz went to Valdosta State. Chaz is actually friends with KE, who was the producer, who was doing a lot of shit back then. And I remember Chaz coming home like, this is this new song that's about to come out. And honestly, the Swag Surf routine that we do, Chaz showed us that because he was saying that this is how they were preparing for the song to be released.
Yeah.
When it happened, you know, it's just the, you know, the side to side thing. But when we first heard it, Chaz, shout out to Chaz. He's actually the one that showed, because everybody's like, oh, I like y'all routine. Nah, when he was basically like underground promoting the song, like, hey, this is the song and this is the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So when the shit came out, I happy go look, we in there doing it. But a lot of DJs used to break a lot of music, which I don't feel we see a lot of. I don't see a lot of anymore. And I don't know if it's because people aren't sliding at 20 with the CD, or you know, they got apps and they got all the dope, shout out CJ DJ, they got all the dope things they can do now as well. But I think for just with nightlife and events and functions and just curating any vibe, I think there can be more with that.
And I think it goes to this that phrase you mentioned, which is curating the vibe, right? Like, I don't think, especially when you get, so you could do a party at a club.
Yeah.
And just play what you want to play, and it is what it is. Like, people are there, they're going to have a good time. But when we start getting into these instances where you got these themes, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're having an R&B party, your R&B bag better be deep.
It needs
to be
deep.
Like, not, and especially if it's going to be a consistent thing, right? Like, you're doing a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly thing. Like, I don't want to hear the same songs every single time.
I argue down, and I know I'm in the unpopular opinion for this, that I feel that Fantasia Bittersweet, because she actually won a Grammy for that, or Free Yourself should be bigger than When I See You.
Yeah, absolutely. Somewhere somebody told people that Black Men Love When I See You.
Because we were never fucking singing that song.
Nah, I think a couple videos came out
of football players.
Singing When I
See You. But they really, that was like an industry plant.
Yeah, it was a one-off. That was not a song that.
Never.
You talk about the songs that we sang that were sang by women, it'd be, you talking about a lot of
Monica. Sunshine Anderson.
Yeah, Sunshine Anderson. Why I Love You So Much by Monica. You know, Love, Keisha Cole, like those were the joints that you catch us in the car singing. Like,
I was never saying, now we all liked we liked When I See You.
Yeah.
But nobody, it was more so Free for me. I know Free Yourself was big on radio. I don't know how everybody else was about Bittersweet. I loved it from that album. Then she won a Grammy for Bittersweet too. So I'm like, it's a really, really good R&B song. So I'm like, stuff like that. It's like, you know, you can play. Why aren't DJs, you know, let's build us up to get to the Fantasia mix. You know, it's more songs and it's more hits that you can hit, you know, before getting there.
Yeah. And even when we talk Kevin Campbell, like, I've seen the tweets people said it, but at some point we got to realize I'm Ready is a better song than Can We Talk. Like, I'm Ready is a much better song than Can We Talk.
What's the song the guy just died? I call it the funeral. To me, it is not funeral. Jesus. It's the wedding reception. Well, some people feel like weddings are funerals.
Right. But you.
The way, boy,
that's one of the ones.
Yeah, like, why don't they play that?
And I don't hear that enough. And I get it. It's a delicate balance because you want to still party, but you want to keep R. But I'll be honest, if you tell me
it's an R&B party,
like I want your voice to be hoarse when you leave from here.
I want 90s to now.
Yeah, because you've been singing at the top of your lungs. Like, yeah, like Baby It's You is one of them ones.
And I feel that a lot of people look over the early 2010s.
Yeah.
Well, R&B, like R&B, like the early 2010s era, like that was really, you got a lot of bangers there too.
And that was
people don't play.
And that was the era when people started saying R&B was dying because we didn't have, you didn't have the mega stars. You had Usher was still around.
Mm-hmm.
You had Trey Songz starting to do his thing. You had Neo. You had those artists, but they weren't necessarily the mega stars. Like Ginuwine and Tyrese and that group, it kind of not faded out, but they weren't as current as they were. You know what I mean? So, and there was no real artist to bridge the gap. But I agree with you, because like you said, Trey Songz, Neo, like there was music coming out that was dope music. You know what I mean? They just want to be highlighted. So, yeah, no, I agree, man.
I'm looking up a list now. It's like Monica, Love All Over Me.
Yeah.
LMA, Booed Up. I don't want to hear that. K Michelle, VSOP. That was a huge single.
Mm-hmm.
K Michelle, VSOP. Sierra, Body Party. Tamar Braxton, All The Way Home. Mm-hmm. Kelly Rowland, Motivation. Like, all of these are bangers. And you, in R&B parties, you really don't hear a lot of this shit.
You don't. And it's so much shit. Like, I tweeted, I think at the beginning of this year, I said I want to DJ an R&B party at least once for the end of the year.
Yeah.
We're getting close to being halfway through, so I got to get it set up. But I'm telling you, like, it's so much music.
Beyonce, that, Love On Top, Adore by Miguel.
Yeah, like, it's
Thinking of You, Fringo. Like, I feel like all of these are missed in the R&B parties.
Yeah, and we just don't get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if I'm talking about, like, Tamia, Officially Missing You.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Calling You by John B. Like, it's just so much. I
wish LL Cool J on Jennifer Lopez.
I wish I wasn't. Heather Headley. Like, it's so much.
In My Mind. Who was that? Who was singing In My Mind?
I don't know, but that shit.
Do you remember that R&B song? Lord, my mom used to sing the hell out of that damn song. It's like, no matter what people say, I'm gonna love him anyway. Cause he's something, something.
I think
that's why how it's gonna be. A lover, a friend. I love that shit too. A soldier to the end.
Yeah.
And that's how it's gonna be. Hold on, now I gotta find it before we move to the next topic. How it's gonna be.
Like, give me a little Anthony Hamilton, man. Like, give me some shit. I'm gonna tell y'all something. When I think of an R&B party, the vibes I'm thinking is that we gonna come in, you have your little drinks or whatever, but like an R&B party should be a spot you can walk into, you see shorty across the room, kinda, you know what I mean, make your way over, and like you ain't gotta scream over the music. Like you ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's like an R&B party should be a vibe, man. So for those listening that are doing R&B parties, summertime becomes a place for R&B parties. They love pitching it as that, right? Rooftop, pool parties, all that. We gonna run R&B, cool, no problem. But yo, like, really, really focus on setting the vibes this summer, man. Like, I'm so, again, dog, like, if I hear...
Hold on, you know I don't let shit go. Mm-hmm. The name of the song is... it was a girl group. I don't think they were long-lived, though. Mm-hmm. Love Her was the name of it. And the song is called How It's Gonna Be. Hold on, let me see if I can fast forward some. Here we go.
Let me see.
You don't remember this song?
I do.
Why is this not being played in the club, bro? Right? At an R&B party.
They bag ain't deep enough.
Wait a minute, let me add that. Let's give Love Her some screams.
I'm saying, man, y'all boy got a set CC. You gonna turn me up, man. I wanna hear some shit. Give me them vibes in the R&B party. Come on, man. You gotta give me the vibes.
Smile. There we go.
You gotta give me the vibes.
And that was on the Rush Hour soundtrack. I'm like, damn, they had no CD. It was on the Rush Hour soundtrack.
Yeah, I saw that when I looked. Yeah.
Hey, soundtracks. Soundtracks used to go crazy.
Yeah. Soundtracks too. What was your favorite soundtrack? I got two.
I feel like, was it Best Man Holiday? Best Man Holiday was a really good soundtrack. Yeah. I can't think of like when it initially. Oh no. The one that Toni Braxton was on.
Boomerang.
I just listened to that recently.
Boomerang soundtrack.
That was a very solid soundtrack.
That's always gonna be my peak soundtrack. Sleeper soundtrack.
Okay.
Sleeper soundtrack. Big Mama's House.
Oh yeah,
Bounce With Me
is on there. That was a good time.
In his house,
Lil Jon.
Yes,
you said
yes. That was on there. Like Big Mama's House was a soundtrack. Like that shit went insane. Like, people don't remember it. But
I do remember Bounce With Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bounce. All I want to do is see you bounce with me.
Bounce with me. Everybody bounce. Hit the floor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bounce. Some clank.
But it Big Mama's House soundtrack. I promise y'all we'll get off this in a minute. But these are songs from Big Mama's House.
Okay.
Anybody gonna shake the club, y'all know who, you know, do they know? So that.
Yeah,
damn. You couldn't let it go
without you. Yeah, start it off
like this. Now, club to club, I want y'all to bounce. With me, with me, with me, with me, bounce. Oh, oh, so that. This one's a battle right here. Understands me? My life real. I don't know about yours.
Bro, when I tell you I love this song.
Tell you.
And I've always wondered why DJs have not played this and transitioned into WAP. I've always wondered why.
They got it.
That's golden. All you gotta do is play half of the song and get back to the "It's Some Girls in This House" and slow that shit down and transition to WAP. I always wonder why. I was like, this y'all don't pick up the.
They not there, man. They not there.
What I will say is shout out to my boy TJ. TJ, I feel like TJ can do every damn thing. He's an event curator. He's an awesome DJ. He's a barber. Dancer hall, he does it all. But in Charlotte, him and also Daniil, shout out to Daniil as well. I want to say her DJ name is DJ Preserve. Daniil, don't shoot me for saying your government. But they're two of my top favorite DJs here. Because both of them are really lovers of music. Me and Daniil used to work together at another financial institution. Mm-hmm. And we would be at work, and just the playlist that she would create for us while we were at work, like closing down stuff, was just, I was like, bro, like, this is, like, you're dope with this. So for her, she did launch her DJ career, and she's like really up there now in Charlotte.
Yeah.
With DJ. So yeah,
absolutely, man. And
yeah, we see them on the fly at foot with them.
Yeah, it is.
And DJ 630. Like, that's one of the homies too.
Absolutely, man. So shifting, man, a little bit, but staying in music, we talked about cancellation, man. Diddy trial, closing arguments have been had. So I'm assuming we'll get a verdict here in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
See anything up? Anything with it?
I haven't been following as much. After it got a little too freaky.
Got a lot freaky.
I would hop in and out. I was listening to commentary from Lauren from the Breakfast Club, who actually has been inside the courtroom with a media pass.
Mm-hmm.
And she was stating that it was something about no charges were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically saying what they were trying to charge him with. It just was not, and I'm paraphrasing from what she was explaining, there wasn't an emphasis on some of the things because of that angle. So they can't get him from that angle. And so the prosecution has shifted somewhat and what their, let's just say their main three charges may be toward it. I've been tuned out. I was like, I just don't want to hear no more. I don't want to see any more.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I didn't see a whole lot. I saw the blurb about the closing arguments and essentially what the defense was arguing.
Yeah.
Which was that they were swingers, which, as I said weeks ago, that's the angle they're going to take.
Yeah.
Was that, you know, it's not kidnapping. It's not this. It's not that. It's freaky as hell.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And they're going to point to certain things, you know, about Cassie and her now husband and him being in cahoots with certain things as well. Like, he knew she was doing certain stuff and all the things. I don't know. I mean, I think it fizzled out. I didn't think that it would. I thought this would be a trial that is at the forefront. I think people were a lot like you are, and I'm the same, to where it's kind of like, all right, enough's enough. I'm
talking
about the shit. Do what you will. You know what I mean? But, we should be hearing something soon. I don't know if he's going to jail.
Me neither. But that's always been my stance on this whole time. Like, I don't know if he's going to go to jail. I think I personally was expecting to see more. Let me rewind, because when it first came out, it was all the tapes and everybody. Mm-hmm. I still feel like from an angle, there's a lot of protection of the things that we initially heard of. So think about when everything first went down. And it's like they seize all these tapes and they got all these high end people, you know, getting spanked and doing all kind of crazy whatever shit. For some reason, I thought that we would get more of that looped in to this to build it. Which a theory that I have is we're still dealing with people in positions of power. And I feel like money talks. So there probably was people that are doing whatever, but you know how much you know how the rich go.
Yeah, and
still have people protected from that.
And I also feel like with it being a case where they're pursuing a RICO, like I also feel like though once they got into the weeds and the specifics of the case, those things didn't matter because in essence, just because you having these freaky parties, that's not illegal.
Yeah.
Like, so you could have had whoever you want to getting spanked.
But the initial, but you got to remember, when it initially came out, they were quote unquote alleging that it was underage women being trafficked to these. That was the first thing we heard.
Exactly. And that's where I was going with it. Like, but once they started eliminating certain things, okay, we're not approaching this. We don't. Maybe the evidence we have doesn't show that.
Yeah.
It shows such and such getting spanked.
Yeah.
But it doesn't show these underage women.
Yeah.
We don't have a history or we can't track that. The nurses, remember they had nurses who was there, they were coming in giving people IVs and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, the nurses weren't saying that they were, like, you didn't have it.
Yeah.
So you had to back off of that and approach it from a different angle. So I think that's kind of more so where things went left and got a little different. And now the case that they're pursuing is completely different. It's similar, not to bring this up, but just as an example. It's very similar to like the Tory Lanez thing. Like he didn't go to jail for shooting Meg. And she went to jail for having the possession of a weapon.
Yeah.
And all things as a
exactly. Man,
right? Like, but obviously we're going to say, no, you went to jail for this. Mm-hmm. Well, essentially,
well,
you know,
people don't read.
It's the same thing with OJ. Like OJ got off on the murder trial and still did like 5 years.
Yeah.
Because he stole his own paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And the actual judge, when sentencing OJ, said, this has nothing to do with the trial. Yes, it did, because you want to brought it up.
Yeah.
Like, this is them still trying to find something. Oh, we got his ass on this one. Yeah. Right? So, I just think it's more so of that. Like, it's, you know, we're not going to get you for exactly what we want.
Yeah.
But we're going to get you for something.
Yeah. Oh, we leave him something.
Yeah, we leave him something.
We leave him something. So, yeah,
so it's going to be very interesting just to see, to me, the fallout of what happens. You know, I listen to Joe Budden podcast a lot. Joe Budden was very, very critical of Diddy in his stance after these things came out. And it came up on an episode, maybe 2-3 episodes ago, when they talked about, yo, what did Diddy get out? And Diddy call you, what you going to do? And you're like, shit, I'm a fucking asshole, but the fuck you want me to do? Like, I ain't, you know, like I said what I said. I meant what I said. But it was a valid point, too. Like, they were joking, but it was also valid and some validity in it. Like, yo, like, what are you going to, you know what I mean? Like, you continue to do business with him. Like, if he's, you know, found not guilty.
Yeah.
Like, what happens next? And I think the fallout is going to be very interesting. I know we talk about a lot of times when we have black men, not men, black people in power, and they try to take that next step. We saw it with Bill Cosby and CBS. Yeah. We saw it with Diddy going after the liquor distributor of Ciroc. We saw it with Dr. Dre as well. We see when they try to take that next step and really own something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We see everything is false as shit. Mm-hmm. Like your life just falls apart.
Yeah.
So I'll be very interested to see if that's the angle. If Diddy is in fact the you know, not acquitted, I don't think he's gonna get acquitted. He's gonna get convicted of something.
Yeah.
But if, you know, once the sentence is passed down, the time served, you know, becomes a thing, or if you start kind of pushing, you know, get into the whole legal terms on what they do with sentencing and all that stuff. So if he pleads to a lesser charge, that allows him to get out sooner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Similar to what Thug did, right?
Yeah.
Because it didn't look good for Thug for a very long time. Then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, now he just can't come to Atlanta for 10 years.
Gotcha.
All right, shit, cool.
Come to Atlanta with a chaperone.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. But, again, the fallout for me is going to be the biggest part of the whole Diddy. But speaking of niggas going to jail.
What a segue.
What? Hey, man, segue champ. We have one member left.
Oh, man.
One member left. That's who you bet on?
You know, not the one that I bet on, he was the third one to get caught. So out of the two, Derek was who I had.
Derek?
Yeah, out of the two. Derek was the one. And that's the one that's left, right?
Yep, Derek.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Derek was the one. So Derek for everyone that has not been keeping up, you know, with the gentleman who escaped the jail there in Noya, right?
New Orleans, yeah.
In Noya. Yeah. Derek is the last man standing. He is the survivor currently. So do we say shout out to Derek for...
I'm going to say shout out there, but I'm going to say this, and I ain't going to say who said this, because fuck you. But somebody got their happy ass on social media talking about, of course it's a gross nigga. That's the one that's left. That's how. I'm not going to even give you the light to say your name, but you could go to hell.
You would
have. You would have. You would have. Of course it's a gross nigga, the last one. Y'all going to cut this shit. I don't like that gross slander. Y'all cut
yeah,
out,
man. So, I can't say shout out. Hey, Derek, whatever the man got going on, I hope he has a plan in place, because I don't, you know, you're really on the run, and I feel like you're limited, unless you have, you know, you can't go around robbing, because then, you know, if something happens, they're going to get you. Everybody kind of knows what you look like. Those who that are, if you're on Twitter and Instagram, you know what you look like. You know, I feel like he could walk past like our moms and they won't know what the fuck is going on with them. But there was talk, and we were talking about this in the group chat. There was talk that they said that they feel like he's altered his appearance and he's grown his hair out. Mm. Then there were images of him with like a wig or something on, saying that, you know, he probably got a shenanigans on or something right now.
I can see it.
So with that, so funny question that I have for you, if that is, if you escaped jail,
okay,
you've been on the run for a minute,
okay,
and now somebody is saying, A, you got to change your hairstyle. Twofold question. Mm-hmm. B, what male hairstyle would you change it to? B, A, what male hairstyle? B, what woman hairstyle would you change it to?
Well, firstly, I'm shaving my beard off. I feel like I've had a beard for a better part of a decade. So that's first to go, right? Because I feel like if I take my beard off, the most that could happen is I get mistaken for my brother.
Yeah. That is true, because y'all look alike.
So for male hairstyles, I'm going to rock the baldy.
You do a baldy?
I'm going baldy.
You look different.
Yeah.
You look, people say you like Omar Epps. Ain't this guy name?
It's funny. They told my brother that.
Okay. That's and y'all look alike, so that makes sense. But I feel like if you bald your head, you like Omar Epps.
My brother doesn't have the beard. So he got the baby face, Omar Epps never really had. He don't did it with the goatee. So yeah, I do the baldy.
Okay.
And kick the beard off. Female hairstyle. I do some sort of locks.
You do locks? Like the braids?
Like the braids.
Get the little Megan Goods.
Yeah, little Megan Goods.
Little Megan Good locks.
Sure, little not braids, but a little gold. You know what I'm talking about? A little gold.
Yeah, they got a little, clips and shit on there.
Yeah, little clips, and I probably dyed like blonde or some shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you go blonde?
Yeah.
Okay, we take it up a notch.
Yeah. What we say? We're going to make it look sexy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
For one, I feel like I've done every male hairstyle of this. Yeah, I could really put my picture in a barbershop.
You are a post. Let me get number four.
if I was running, I think I would do you too. I still feel like I just cut. I think I cut like all my facial hair off.
Yeah.
Like no beard, no hairline, no anything. Let's go straight meatball.
Yeah.
And I go Ninja Turtle, and I go Donatello.
Okay.
I will most definitely go Donatello Ninja Turtle.
Okay, okay.
If I had to get a female hairstyle, you already know what I'm about to say.
Oh, good Bob.
Good
Bob.
Love a Bob.
Love a Bob.
Love a good Bob.
Committing some bobberies. Bust down Bobby Young.
Good Bob. Good shake. Shake.
Man,
shake.
We were watching Friday Night Lights, a TV show, and there's a character, Tyra Collette, who has a Bob.
Yeah.
But, and I asked P about it. I said, she got a Bob like yours. That's a McKenzie Bob.
What's a McKenzie Bob?
You got to see it. It's a McKenzie. She said, that's a McKenzie.
Okay.
This a black girl Bob. That's a McKenzie.
Oh, the McKenzie okay.
Was like, you know, what's this, the asymmetrical joint?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, basically, the white single mother with a mixed son.
Kind of high in the back, low in the front type thing.
Kinda
okay.
Kind of
in it.
Yeah, that one. One of them. I'm talking about in it. You know, one of them type Bobs, man. So, yeah, that's what.
I like I was telling Eb, I like the black girl Bob that's short, but it's like kind of curly somehow. It's like a loose curl type of thing.
Like the bar, yeah.
Like the Beyonce, Jay-Z, Drunk in Love on the Beach type bar.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that was
a
yeah.
Yeah, that's I keep telling Eb, I said, you should get you a little Drunk in Love bar.
I forgot the Beyonce bar.
Yeah, well, her and Jay-Z was spinning around drunk as hell doing all that. But yeah, I think that was a good speaking of Beyonce, our queen was stuck in her car last night.
Where?
Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Somebody is getting fired.
Oh, Lord.
So, and as we prepare for Cowboy Carter,
come on now.
At the Houston show, part of the show, and she performed 16 carriages. She's in her Cadillac, whatever, replica. Somebody said, don't y'all put my queen in that Hot Wheel car no more. And that was it for me. But she literally, she floats around the stadium performing. Mm-hmm. Well, last night in Houston, of all places, as she's performing, lifted high in the air, the car stops. Then the car tilts while she's in there, to the point where she stops singing and she just says, stop. Stop the show. Go, let me down. So I don't know who
somebody asked
is over props from last night. But I tell you one goddamn thing.
They ass ain't over no
They are on Indeed tonight. Goddamn it.
Hey, that's one of my favorite. Have you ever seen a Michael Jackson clip where he performing and something was off and he's singing that the person's getting fired?
Nah.
Oh my God, man. That shit is amazing. Like, I forgot what was going on. But like, Michael Jackson is singing. Like, you're getting like,
that's what I'm talking about, Mike.
Like, you're getting fired. I'm looking that shit up now.
But yeah, so that I think that was see it right there. My bad. Yeah, they had our queen stuck in the air, tilted to the damn side. But hey, shouts out to the people of Houston. They said all of the fans were rallied under, like, we got you, we got you. If something happened, they got you. Speaking of being transported, two things. Carnival Cruise. Did you watch that documentary, The Poop Ship, everybody's talking about?
No, I heard about it.
I've not watched it either because I don't think it's something I would want to watch. Mm-hmm. But apparently they were stuck at sea for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. The power went out. Toilets got backed up to the point where it was like running over on the floor of it.
And runneth over.
People had to poop in bags. Mm. Had to poop in bags. I don't want to talk anymore about it.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
But the ship, they didn't burn it. They just did a deep clean. They still got people on the ship.
Yeah, get rid of that fucking boat. Shit.
You don't think?
Hell no. Burn the boat. Now, how much cost to build this boat? Boy, you lost your damn mind. You think I'm going to get rid of this goddamn boat.
But another thing about Carnival that I just saw online and I did my research, I first saw that Carnival is banning rap music from the cruise, which I feel like as African Americans, we make the world go round. Mm-hmm. That would not happen. For me doing my research, I was not able to find a direct source of that.
Oh, Lord.
What we got? I was not able to find that. However, Carnival Cruise has banned all of y'all loud ass clacking fans after they've been repeatedly used. They have been repeatedly used on cruise ships as weapons when people have been fighting. So you can no longer have your boots on the ground.
Peek them boots
on
up.
On a Carnival cruise.
Peek them boots up, put on some sandals.
Now, I think this is a step in the right direction.
I like it. I think it's progressive. This is the America I grew up. This is the America I grew up in, huh? This makes me proud to be an American, goddammit.
No more fans on the Carnival cruise.
When
where them fans present, at? Home.
Yo, when they say make America great again, this is what I'm talking about. This is how you make this country
getting
great.
Rid of it. One fan
put the
at a time.
Put the fans up. Pack the fans up. That's what I'm looking
fans.
For. I'm been done with them.
I'm sick over the fans.
They be running that shit. Look, we talked about last week. I'm tired, sick and tired I'm of tired. Being sick and tired. Get them fans out of here, man. Pack that shit up. Over with. So, I support it, man. 100%. Get them gone. Rap music, they ain't going to stop that. But fans, that can go. Easy out. Very easy out. Get that shit up out of here, man. Get that shit up out of here, man.
Then, last but not least, one topic that we did want to briefly touch on. I'm not a big B. Simone fan.
Yeah.
Since she stole those people's concept for that book and sold it and ripped it off. And I get it. I get it. People always argue that the American dream is a little scammy. When you look at it, it kind of is.
It is.
But, scam a little bit. But apparently, it's B. Simone interview, podcast mm-hmm. interview, and she's speaking with a friend, how she allowed the friend, you know, the friend just basically fell on hard times, and B wasn't, you know, obligated to help her. But her friend did also mention that she would see, you know, her like writing checks and giving and doing all type of stuff while she was enduring her season.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have to get on a long discussion for that. I don't feel entitled to anyone's money. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
That's a fact. Yeah, I was conflicted in seeing it because of what you said, like in the first part of being, I don't feel entitled to your money at all.
No.
Even if you're giving other people your money, that's your money to give.
Yeah,
so I don't feel entitled or, oh, well, you gave it to them, you can't give it to me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't feel entitled to other people's money.
Now,
I know with my friends,
mm-hmm.
we would help out.
Yeah.
Some. So.
I think that it goes to, I mean, when I saw the clip, I was like, yo, that's not your friend.
Yeah.
Like, because if I'm looking at my friends and we don't know their relationship,
mm-hmm.
because that's the other part. Like, we don't know their relationship to the sense where we can really comment and say, oh, well, damn, I ain't really your friend. Like,
yeah.
Because if y'all never had that sort of relationship,
yeah.
There are certain friends that you have that you know in a bind you can reach out to and they'll do what they can do for you.
Yeah.
The same way they know if they reach out to you, it'd be the same, right?
Yeah.
There's also friends that they're your friends, but you wouldn't even call.
Yeah.
Right, like, man, I ain't even gonna do that because of whatever reason, right? I think that's kind of what this scenario is with B. Simone, like, or I don't know, but I looked at it that way, like, maybe they ain't them type friends, but yeah. also, if I got a friend who's a single parent, who's struggling, who's next to me, close mm-hmm. enough with me at least to know what I'm doing for my other friends, and I'm not doing anything to help them out, that's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and then for the friend to be there and tell, what got me in the interview, honestly, was like the friend describing her situation and be Simone like, Jesus. Like, nigga, you knew. Like, bro, like, come on. You can't tell. You knew I was struggling. You knew what this was. And yeah. you still play. Like, come on, man. Like, don't do. Don't play. That
was the only face. Thing. She was just like, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Like, bro. Like,
you play mercy me.
Yeah, you playing in my face. Then you crying, telling me, oh, I can't shop at Bloomingdale's no more. Now I got to shop at H&M. Like, bro, come on, my nigga. Like, and stop. I got
to check my finance.
Yeah, I got to check my finance. Like, girl, stop. Stop. Like,
I get it, be Simone, because I have to walk out of places too sometime, you know?
Me too. I've been places. Have you? It's funny. You hear about the stores, but it's not until you walk into a store where there's no price tags.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
I went in South Park Mall a few months back. Probably yeah. like, it was like in January, right? And I was actually in there with P Mom. We yeah. went in. And we was picking up something for P. And I'm just in there walking around and looking.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a price tag on that nail bag. Ain't a price tag not on their shoe.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing.
What you asking the price for?
You just walking in. Let me get it. I need this in this size.
Send me back to a ticketed place.
Please send me to a place where there's a, not only ticketed, send me a place where there's a little red tag on top over the ticketed price. Huh? It used to be. Send me to a place where it used to be that much, but now
yeah.
this weekend Come only on. Get 40% off. 40% off. Huh? Give me one of them. And ask me, do I have a discount card with y'all that gives me an extra 10% with every focus?
I love a good sale. Mm-hmm. So when she was saying, you know, she had to go back to H&M, damn, I would have never, I'm still there.
Yeah, I never left.
And that's one thing I always pride myself on is even when I get to that peak of mm-hmm. what I consider as made it for me, I'm still.
Like,
I'm never over a good sale.
Yeah, oh, never.
We talked on the pod. You know, mm-hmm. we always talk about being fly and high.
Nah, it ain't.
I will find so it's in you.
It is. Gotta be
I'm talking about in it.
Mm-hmm. In it.
In it.
So I'm telling you, yeah, nah, that's a fact. Cause and I know me. This is the way I operate. Now, there's obviously certain things that I would splurge on once I quote unquote make yeah. it and get, you know what I mean? Like, and that's all of us. We all got the shit. We like what we like.
Yeah.
And it may not be clothes, it may be whatever, but you got the shit you'll splurge on. But
yeah,
my roots are still gonna be my root.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I want a pair of shoes and I ain't get them when they drop, I'm not going on Flight Club and go spending two mm-hmm. bands for $100 pair of shoes. I'm not going to do it. But for me, man, with B. Simone, like, and I had this conversation with somebody, and I was like, this really just points to the concept of a real friendship.
Yeah. Right?
And what does it really look like? Because a lot of people are hanging out with people who aren't their friends, and a lot of friendships have become, and not just friendship, any ship,
mm-hmm.
relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call, whatever situation you're in, where it's been become very high, very transactional.
Yeah.
Like, very much so in the sense of where you don't fuck with somebody unless they can do something for you.
Yeah.
Right? And for me, I feel like that's where it gets dangerous, because we all have these peaks and valleys in our
life. Yeah, that we go through.
Right? And seasons, where it's the season where you up, season where mm-hmm. you ain't. Right? So if my only relationship with you is based on what you can do for yeah. me, it's, I mean, it's going to be yeah. very short-lived. You know what I mean? There's no loyalty there. There's no nothing there, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've all, you know, we talk about our friend group a lot, but, like, we've all experienced ups. Yeah. We've all experienced downs, right? Yeah. And in that mix, nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be winning. Cool.
Yeah.
You could be losing. We're still cool. Here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? If you're losing, cool. Let's find a way to get you back. You know what I mean? So, I think that in itself just highlighted the importance of hanging out with like-minded people.
Yeah.
Being around people who you truly care for. It always blows my mind when I see these instances where there's these friends, quote unquote, mm-hmm. and we always make a joke about, like, when girls go to Miami.
Yeah.
And they're not your friends.
Yeah.
Like, that story about, and it was super sad, where the girl went to South America and got killed, right? And they just left her there.
Yeah.
They weren't your friends. There's no way these are your friends, and they just watch that happen. Yeah. We see a video. They're just watching this happen. No one stepped in.
Yeah.
No one said a word. Like, I don't know how real this one was, but there's a story on TikTok where the girl had a baby shower. And do you see this? Like, the girl had a baby shower, and essentially her friend set the baby shower up. And they had all the shit set up, and mm-hmm. at the end, they jumped her.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, to beat the girl ass.
Oh, Lord.
And the girl had a video. You see her face. Yeah. It's all puffed up and shit. But yeah.
Jesus. I was about to say, but nah, and that's one of those things, man. I know we hit and we talk about friend groups a lot on here. I've just been amazed. I thought everybody had good friends. right. So, like, just to really learn, and, like, so many people always said, bro, like, damn, y'all got a real good group. And I'm just like, I always thought everybody had good friends. And one last question I had before I close this. Someone was saying, talking about, like, low maintenance friendships. Mm-hmm. And it was saying how, you know, some people are saying, you know, oh, they don't talk to people. Like, basically, they were asking, how do you maintain those? Because, you know, some people feel like they got to talk to their friends all the time. Some mm-hmm. people said they don't. Just with me, a quick synopsis for me was, I never was the friend that required a lot. I've always told people, I just expect my friends to friend how I friend. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a really damn good friend, really good person. I'm going to show up for you, be there for you. Mm-hmm. The older I got, I've had relationships that I felt like I would hear from certain people more. But I feel like as we get older, our priorities and just things change. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I do have friends, like the friends that I may not talk to a whole lot. Mm-hmm. When I do need them, it's never been.
Right.
Anything like right. We may go, like, one of my really really good friends, and like I don't, some people, Sean is one of my, like, brothers. We've been friends since the third grade. Mm-hmm. Me and Sean, we live 15 minutes away from each other, and I literally just text him, fussing him the other night, and said, hey bro, I miss you, we need to get together, because we don't see each other a lot. We may not see each other a lot, but when we get together, we literally pick up where we left off. Mm-hmm. Todd's the same way. Mm-hmm. Pick up where you left off. And I feel like you can have friends like that and be okay with it, and I think a lot of people just need to realize that. And you can also scale and see, you know, I hear from these more than I hear from that, but it doesn't mean anything.
I think it's all about expectations, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think that it literally becomes a situation where you set your expectations based off what you know.
Like, yeah.
I know this friend is going to, this is somebody I like, Jordan. Me and Jordan talk damn near daily.
Yeah.
It's one of my best friends, right?
Yeah.
Meech is also one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Me and Meech probably talk once a week.
Yeah.
Meech is no more of a friend to me than Jordan and vice versa. But these are my friends, right? Like, these are very close friends of mine. Like, I don't feel a way. They're friends I haven't talked to in months.
Yeah.
But them my dog.
Yeah, you know, and I know, like, when we do talk.
And I know we talk.
We're going to pick up what we left off.
But also, neither one of us expects anything different.
Mm-mm.
And to be honest with you, if you pay attention, when you step out of that, shit gets awkward.
Yeah.
If I don't talk to you every day.
And then we start talking a whole lot, it's like.
I do feel you hit
a point. There's a transitional period that the people that you may talk to more slowly begin to fade, mm-hmm. and then others that you may not. I feel like it's like a seasonal thing sometimes.
See, yeah, it is.
But it's not a bad thing. But it's, I just think it's more organic and it's not forced.
Yeah, it's very much seasonal, and I think that also is friends. What as a kid you don't pick your friends for. You kind of give them your friends. It's based in proximity and all that kind of shit. Once you hit really college, that's when you're choosing who your friends are.
Yeah.
And out of college, continuing those friendships, right? And let me not say because they were going to go to college. So after high school, you start choosing your friends.
Yeah.
Like, I like you. I don't like you. I'm cool with you. And I ain't really bumping with you, right?
Yeah.
So once you start choosing your friends, you choose your friends based off things y'all got in common. Mm-hmm. So to your point of it being seasonal, like there may be a season you go through where you have more in common with this friend than that friend, right? Maybe you recently just had a child, mm-hmm. right? You got a friend who doesn't have a child. Those conversations look different. Maybe you're recently engaged and married, right? Different conversations. Maybe you just moved to a new city. Maybe you, like, it's a lot of different things. Got a new job, left a job, you know, just you lost a family member and they can relate. Like, it's a lot of things that, but again, that's why having a diverse friend group and being really friends with people, you know, kind of helps you, because, and that's where it shows up the most, is that in understanding that, right? Like, truly understanding that, you know what I mean? So for me, it's like, I look at friends in a sense of, if these are truly your people, they know you, they understand you.
Yeah.
Y'all have had these conversations, y'all have set boundaries, y'all set expectations. If I don't normally talk to you, I don't expect to always talk to you. And just like you said before, like, I just expect you to be the friend that I am for you.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the
and
day.
Expect you to be there when I need you.
That's it. You know, because I know I'm be there when you need me.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then we gotta, you know me, really start, you know, kind of having these conversations on, you know, what kind of friends are. Or maybe we just take a step back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But maybe you can take a pause.
Maybe you can take a damn pause, man. And that is what we're gonna do, man. So, good episode, Puss.
Hey, man. We doing this thing.
We are, man.
I'm talking about in it. Can we close with that?
Yeah, we are, man. We're gonna wrap this thing up, man. We are
I'm talking about in it.
I'm gonna tell y'all now. BJ has been operating with a whole bunch of unapproved PTO.
A whole, don't worry about it.
And Mod is making decisions. I just want to let y'all know that Mod.
So if the pod if the pod begins to sound a little different, just know I got my producing wig on.
Right, I just want to point that out because it is the fan favorite. The fan favorite to say, here go Booby. All that bullshit again.
If you hear some new voices on here.
And I just want to say that it wasn't me this time. I had nothing to do with that. All right. I'm in this shit. You know what? That's what we're going to close this shit out with. I'm in this shit like Stephanie Mills, man. Hey, I feel good all over, goddamn. I feel good all over, man. So, hey.
Hey, man. But as always, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us. If you fuck with us, you fuck with us. Fuck with us. And if you don't.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like
it. That's it, man. Appreciate it. First time, last time. That's always love when it's out. You already know, man. Peace, love, all that good shit. Yes, sir.